I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently. Whether you feel stuck in survival, navigating a change, or seeking more for your life, may this podcast be your weekly nudge to take a risk to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. What if you worried less about the bumps in the road and instead got equipped for the journey? Get ready to rethink what's possible. Have you ever woken up tired, slept terribly, and then thought about how tired you are all day? The end of the day comes, and while you're grateful it's time to crawl in bed, you regret because the day slipped by and you didn't end the day feeling like you did much of anything. What if I told you that you have way more power than you realize to turn this around and do this on the regular? Today, we're diving into the world of morning routines and how they can be a catalyst to kickstart your day and ultimately your life. I'll share the what, when, and a basic framework you can start with. Now, you might already have a morning routine in place, but if not, or if you're looking to refine yours, this episode is for you. In a recent email to my community, I shared how my morning routine is one of the most important things I do in my life, and here's why. The way we start our day matters. We want to wake up feeling great every day, but the reality is that doesn't always happen, and we can end up feeling like something is wrong with us, and we have to learn more or get better so that we will one day wake up every day ready to jump out of bed. The truth is that isn't the case, and you have a huge influence that you may not realize because after all, we're not taught these things in school, although how great would that have been? My morning routine is the one thing that has the most impact on the rest of my day. It gives me a sense of calm, peace, ownership, and power. May this short episode inspire you to continue or start one of your own. First, let's delve into why morning routines are so critical. They set the tone and pace for the rest of the day. They can reduce decision fatigue, increase self-discipline, enhance mental well-being, and provide a dedicated time for taking care of your mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being all in one time block. If you're a higher hyper achiever who is ambitious for all things life, I find a morning routine to be even more vital because our brains are busy, our emotions are busy, and doing and achieving is great, but can often prevent us from slowing down and paying attention to the more important things that are vital for all this doing that we're committed to. The more important things for me look like tending to my mind, body, and spirit, taking time to get quiet and hear from God, to clear my head and get my mind on track with the way I envision the day going, tuning in and taking care of my body, which looks like stretching, moving, waking up my body, and more. A morning routine is one structure, one small chunk of time that is an investment to many parts of my life. And if you like to maximize your day like me, that in and of itself feels like a huge win. How you begin your day matters and impacts everything else. So when and how often? A morning routine is incredibly supportive as a daily habit. And while it's easy to let things like this slip by the wayside, especially when life speeds up, the morning routine is especially helpful during times of change, when you're doing new scary things, when you're juggling extra things, or you're in a season that is extra busy. And I know this is completely counterintuitive, and this is actually when these habits tend to slip for people. I like to remind my private coaching clients that this is when you want to double down on guarding your time for that morning routine, because it's what can help you stay centered and focused even when life is extra full. What if you can't do it in the morning? That is okay. Do it when it works for you. While a morning routine like this doesn't have to be in the AM, what I love about a morning routine is you've taken the lead of your day before it gets away and you end up chasing your day instead of leading it. You might be wondering, how do you find the time? If you feel like you're chasing the day on the regular with no opportunity to lead in sight, and life is so full that you can't imagine one more thing, I get it. I want you to consider try waking up 10 or 30 minutes earlier to create some extra time that you're not using. Another place you might find some time you can harness for a morning routine is letting something that has become outdated or feels like an obligation, letting something go in your life to make space for it. Or I often hear people say how frustrated they are that they spend way too much time scrolling on their phone. Or, you know, I hear people say they start their day by hopping on Instagram or email. This is a place where you can cut back in one place and add something new that's definitely going to give back to your overall well-being. In the beginning, it will feel hard to find the time. I get it, and I've been there. It might even feel impossible, and you might be thinking, that's great for her, but that's not the case for me. I didn't think I had the time when I started either, but there was something bigger I wanted: to feel calm, centered, and more intentional in the way I lived my life. It's that something more that I wanted that helped me fight through my own resistance, excuses, and reasons. It's still what makes me get up when I'd rather hit snooze. What's that bigger thing for you? A morning routine calms all the things that can creep in overnight. And instead of getting swept away all day by my mind, my email, the demands of others, I get to begin leading my day from the get-go. Did you hear that? We get to lead the day. This is exciting. And this, my friend, is what keeps me coming back. So how do we do this? A morning routine requires discipline and commitment, especially at first. Over time, the rewards are going to be what keeps you coming back. But in the beginning, a commitment to show up is key. Let's explore how you might try this out for yourself. I didn't always have a morning routine, but I started it years ago when I realized that I felt I was a person who lived in reverence of God, but often didn't have time to open my Bible or pray. And the same was true in my marriage. I decided I wanted my life to match what I value deeply. And I knew the best way to do this would be at the beginning of the day before everything is in motion. I had more control to guard that time than any other time. I start the first part of my day with my husband, even if it's just for 10 minutes of connection. And the other part of my routine is turning my heart to God, getting quiet and listening, reading, writing for a few minutes, and walking through my day by writing out a list of priorities. And I do 10 minutes of moving my body, waking it up, stretching, strength, and movement. I'm constantly amazed by the turnaround in how you can feel from the moment you wake up to the start of your day. Some days it's literally night and day. It doesn't cost a dime. Nothing is required except some intention and guarding around your time. And if you can't do it in the morning, don't worry. Find another time that works. The point is to guard a portion of your day to take care of your mind, body, and spirit. Think about it. If you started a morning routine and you coupled some of these things together, you have touched your mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, and physical life all before you really start your day. Imagine what this will do for your energy, motivation, and internal alignment over time and with practice. I want to share a basic framework for a morning routine that can get your ideas stirring for how to set up your morning for a productive and fulfilling day. My first attempt at a morning routine was inspired by Hal Elrod and his book, The Miracle Morning. So check that book out for more inspiration. It is such a good one. So number one, waking up at a fairly consistent time. This helps regulate your body's internal clock and lays the foundation for a structured day. But you can also be flexible here. Hydrating, caffeinating, starting your day with a glass of water actually is what kickstarts your metabolism and aids in digestion. But I also follow that with a cup of coffee. I look forward to that. You might include reading. This could be your Bible, a quote, a book that inspires you and lifts you up and reminds you what's important. Some quiet time. This could be prayer, meditation, visualization, or simply sitting quietly with your breath. This practice can help calm and clear the mental traffic and prepare you for the challenges of your day. Next might be a piece around movement, moving your body. This could be a short workout, a run, a yoga session, or 5 minutes of stretching. This in and of itself gives your mind and energy a boost. While it might be hard to start, I have never regretted moving my body in the morning. And then the last piece, I love to take just 5 minutes to think about the day, glance at my calendar, and make a list of priorities. I've started numbering this list with a 1, 2, or 3, ones being the most important thing. In closing, I hope that this episode inspires you to experiment with refining or starting your own routine. I have a client and we were reviewing the things that were tripping him up and making more progress. And as I looked at the things he was struggling with, I realized a morning routine just might solve all of them. He has been experimenting and reporting. He's reporting that he has an incremental advantage to the day that has cumulative benefits. He's finding himself to be more productive and feel more fluid in conversations throughout the day, and he's only just begun. A morning routine could be just the thing you've been looking for. I encourage you to take some nuggets from today's episode and give it a whirl for yourself. And please email me, tell me about it, ask questions. I'd love to hear. It's something I get really excited about. You can do that by sending me an email at Carla@CarlaReeves.com. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And if you've been enjoying it, would you please go leave a 5-star review? This helps others discover it too. And if you're not sure how to, depending on the app that you're listening from, you can do a quick Google and it'll tell you exactly where to go and do that. And before you go today, I have a special invitation. Are you setting yourself up for a focused, inspired, proactive day, or are you behind before you get started, at the mercy of the biggest fire you need to put out or the wheel that's squeaking the loudest? If it's the latter and you've been experiencing this for a while, you owe it to yourself to create a morning routine that sets the tone you want for your day. You know life marches on whether you design your days or whether your days are dictated by your moods or someone else's agenda. If you want to create a morning, a day, a life you're excited about with support and accountability and a ton of amazing resources, I want to invite you to check out the Differently Coaching Experience. I'll coach you every step of the way to discover what you really want out of life and the roadblocks and blind spots that have kept you from getting it. Invest in yourself and get your days, weeks, and life back within your control. Go to CarlaReeves.com to find out all the details, and you can join today or set up a time to talk to me about it. The details are all in the show notes below. Have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Differently. It's been an honor to share this conversation with you. You know, one of the keys to living fully is to take action when you're inspired to do so. I hope you found that spark of inspiration today. And would you help us spread the word? Did someone you know come to mind while you were listening? If this episode could impact someone you know, please share it and pass it along. New episodes drop weekly, so tap that subscribe button and join us next time as we continue to challenge the status quo and get equipped to live life differently.